welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 386. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Beachheads. That song is called Moment of Truth, and it's on the band's self-titled album, which will be out February 3rd on Physic Format Records. I know nothing about that label and very little about the band, but I know that I really enjoy that album. It is solid power pop that ranges from kind of Big Star all the way to Oasis and everywhere in between. Definitely a fantastic album that I would recommend that you hunt down and probably add to your music collection. If you're listening to the podcast, chances are you like power pop. And if you like power pop, you're going to like that album. I am back in the U.S. for a week. I head back to Central America in a week, but that means you get high fidelity, Too Much Rock Studios quality, and I might as well just keep rolling with the music then. This is The Crazy Squeeze with the song To the Lonely Ones.
Right. always. Guns at the ready and she's ready always. Falling for her and I'm just following orders.
Quite a set there, isn't it? We started things off with The Crazy Squeeze, the song To the Lonely Ones. That is the A-side of a two-song single. Came out May of 2016 on Pure Punk Records. That band based out of Los Angeles. I know nothing about that band, but that's rock and roll, and I gotta find more and more and more from them. Never mind the fact that it sounds a little bit like Lynyrd Skynyrd in there. We don't care. After that, we heard from The Cheap Cassettes, a band from Seattle, Washington. That song is called Sig Heil Means I Love You. I'm not sure that's true. It's from the album All Anxious All the Time, which Rumbar Records will put out on February 2nd. It seems like that came out earlier, but I don't think that's a re-release. I don't know. I'm confused by that, but it is a very solid album with a lot of really good music in there. Production, but hey, that's not what we're listening to music for, right? And then finally, we wrap things up with Connection, another band on Rumbar Records. That song was called Other Guys Girls, and you may know that as a Dave Edmunds song. It is on the album Just for Fun, which is just a bunch of covers, and it's Just for Fun. You can pick that one up starting February 3rd, as I said, from Rumbar Records, one of the best power pop labels going there. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Just that simple. All right, let's change gears just a little bit here. I got a track by Fight Milk. The song is called Admin.
Don't know if I was born or if I tripped it out. Who am I to be? car. Check for gas, nothing for miles. A house at last, trip on a journal. Among the bones, black Sharpie title. How we got home.
That was Ramshackle Glory with the song Homeward Bound. That is on the album One Last Big Job. Came out December 30th of last year on Planet X Records. That band from Tucson, Arizona, calling it quits. I think One Last Big Job sums it up, everything before they say goodbye. But I'm sure we'll hear from its members in various other projects. They're not disappearing, but it'll be sad to hear them go. Before that, we heard from Suggested Friends with the song Chicken. That is, I think, the A-side from the 100 Club Single Series Volume 3, Number 5 on Oddbox Records. That one won't come out until February 24th. But nice preview there from that London band there. And I think there's probably still copies of that 7-inch out there for pre-order. I know he pretty much sells them all out before the press even happens. So take a look at that one. Rumor is there may not be many more of those going forward. So you might want to make sure and get a part of that now. And then we started that set off with Fight Milk with the song Admin. That's on The Curse of Fight Milk, which I think is either their first EP or maybe it's even a demo. It was self-released back in July of last year. That London band really impressed me with a Christmas single just a few months ago. And then I went out and bought everything else they had done. And you can find that one on Bandcamp, where you can pretty much find everything I play, oddly enough. Anyway, I'm out of time. I guess I should let you wrap things up here and get on with your life. You've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast, number 386. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media networks, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, I'm not keeping up too well, but on the 16th, there's a big show with Drool from Chicago and some other really good bands. Wendy Mora is on that as well, playing at Blind Tiger. On the 20th, you are going to have to make some hard choices. There is a great benefit with the Architects, Hipshot Killer, Emmeline Twist, and someone else at the Record Bar on the 20th. Rich Yargas is playing at the Bottleneck. That is a great show that's going to be there too. Fault Finder has a CD release with Red Kate at Davies that night. Wet Ones are playing at the Replay. And Arc Flash are listed to play at the Jackpot, which interests me because I thought the Jackpot had shut down for a while, but evidently not, or it's really odd that they would be advertising it. Anyway, the 21st, Altered Beast is at the Replay. 28th, Cave Girls at the Replay. I'm sad I will be out of town and miss that one. On the 10th, Too Much Rock single release party at the Mills. I'm not telling you who, but next week you'll know. We'll be announcing that one real soon, and you'll hear streaming audio on the pitch of that single on the announcement day, Monday after next. That night, Fault Finder is playing at Mini Bar. On the 11th, Marduk is at Riot Room. On the 18th, Origin at the Riot Room, or Witch Jail is playing at the Brick, and I think... I forget who's playing with them on that one. On the 24th, Shiner is playing at the Record Bar. On the 28th, Dropkick Murphy is coming to town for the Uptown. On the 4th, Jonathan Richman is at the Record Bar, which happens to be the date of the home opener for Sporting Kansas City. So how do you make a choice there? On the 8th, Suicidal Tendencies will be playing at Liberty Hall. The 18th of March, Agent Orange at the Record Bar. The 20th, Tim Darcy at Riot Room. That is Tim Darcy from... I'll play a new song from him next week. How about that? And then the 31st, Captured by Robots at the Brick. All right. Well, that's a concert calendar. Looking at the website, not a whole lot new since last week's podcast. I did get my count up of that New Year's Eve show with Architects, American Discord, Mr. Deadly, and Dead Vin, though. So that my thoughts on that show are up. Anyway, I'm way out of time now, so let's play one last track. This is American Discord. This song is called B&E, which I assume is Breaking and Entering. This is from a three-way split 7-inch that came out middle of the year, and I'm not even sure who released it. There's no label associated with it. Maybe it's three bands just coming together to give you some very, very urgent rock and roll and punk rock, and this track here is the best of the bunch, and it's from Kansas City Zone, so you know I'm going to play it here. This is American Discord with B&E. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.